The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
This week, Parshas Emor is always either on or right before, right after Pesach Sheni. And it's worth exploring the parasha of Pesach Sheni a bit. One idea that Pesach Sheni is related to Lag BaOmer is that Lag BaOmer is the day of when the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva stopped being Nifter, and Rabbi Kiva was given a second chance to build Torah and Klal Yisrael. And the idea of Pesach Sheni is the ultimate, the classic second chance for a Yid, like the cry comes out of those that weren't able to bring the first Korban Pesach. In Parshas Baloischa, lo manigora, even those that were left behind, so to speak, that they weren't able to be in the sky, they weren't able to enter the Hashros Hashchin of a Korban Pesach, azoicha to bring the Korban Pesach Sheni. That's the lesson of Pesach Sheni, and it's a lesson in every area of life of lo manigora, even when a person has seemingly been left behind in areas of Aliyah, in areas of Yerushalayim, there's always a way to catch up, there's always a way to come out from behind and to attach oneself to L'chol Dovah Shebekdusha. Now, in the Pesach Sheni itself, what I want to discuss is an aspect that's negeh to mitzvah performance in general, and that is related, interesting discussion that starts with the Tosfos in Pesachim Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara Dav Gimel Amud Beis says that the Tana of Yehuda ben Beseira was living in the city of Nitzivan, and there was a goy who wanted to masquerade as a Yid and eat from the Korban Pesach, and Rabbi Ben Beseir told him what to say, and they sent to him that even though you're in Nitzivan, you're it's quite clear from the story that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir did not go to Yerushalayim, even though it was the times of the Beis Hamikdash, he wasn't in Yerushalayim for the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Tosfos asked the kasha, how is it that Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseir wasn't Oyler Rego? Tosfos answers, in one malach Tosfos says that he was infirm, he was elderly, could very well be, he was an oinis. Then Tosfos says that he didn't have karka, and the posuk legabe being oilu regel, the Gemara Chagiga says that a person who doesn't have a nachlan eid soul doesn't have to be oilu regel because the posuk talks about leaving over one's karka. That's an inherent tnai in being oilu regel. The Mechaz Chinuch in Mitzvah Hei, Oisud Gimel discusses this extensively. Brings from the Tzlach that asks on Tosfos, the Tzlach in Pesachim, that's good as far as Aliyah L'Regel is concerned. The Ikka question is, what happened to Yehuda ben Beseira L'Gabi the Korban Pesach? What happened to him L'Gabi the Korban Pesach? And the Mishnah Melech asked this Kasha, and the Tzlach understands, because Chinuch brings, that the Tosfos, if you look at the Lashon Tosfos, only points out about the fact that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir wasn't Oyel L'Regel. About the fact that he didn't bring the Korban Pesach, Tosfos says it's not a problem. The Chiv of the Korban Pesach, if you look at the Parsha of Korban Pesach, it says, a person doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, either because he's Tomei, or because he's Bederech Rechoyko. And if he's Bederech Rechoyko, he's not local, so then he brings Pesach Sheni. What do you mean he's B'derech? Who told him to be B'derech Chayka? So you can say he was locked up in jail, he was an oinis. Doesn't sound that way, it sounds like he was B'derech Chayka, that's fine. And the only time he's Chayiv Pesach Sheni, the only time the Pasuk says that he's Chayiv an oinis of Korus, if he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach, it's Mavur in the Gemara, is only if he's on site, he doesn't bring the Korban Pesach. If he's B'derech HaChoyke, he doesn't have to bring the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir lived far away, he didn't have to come. And the Mechaz Chinuch wonders about this. What type of business is this? A person is not mechuyev to do a mitzvah just because he's far away. Who told you not to get on a bus, a train, a plane, whatever it is, and take the next flight to Yerushalayim to be there? What's the tour of the fact that you weren't there? And the discussion that Tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch centers around is a person mechuyev to invest time in a mitzvah before the Zman Chiyuv. is a person mechuyev to make a trip? Does the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is Yudalit B'Nisan after Chatzos, is that mechayev him to make the trip to Yerushalayim, which would take him 2 weeks? He has a mitzvah. But when is the Zman HaMitzvah? The Zman HaMitzvah is Yudalit Nisan after Chatzos. So you're going to tell him Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he has to get on a camel, join a caravan coming from 500 miles away. But he doesn't have the mitzvah. He has the mitzvah only for 2 days, weeks later. On the other hand, there's no way to be mekayim the mitzvah unless you do. Is it shaykh to say that a person is not mechuyev to go out to a store, to a vendor and buy a lulav and esrog? Of course you're not going to have a lulav and esrog on the 15th day of Sukkot. If you wake up in the morning and they're about to start howling, they say, oh, I don't have a lulav and esrog. So why didn't you go get one yesterday? Because yesterday wasn't the shas mitzvah. The mitzvah of Lakachn Lachem B'yem HaRishon Priyetz Hadar is only on the 15th day of Sukkot. What's mechayiv me yesterday to go out to the store? On the other hand, that's ridiculous. Of course you're not going to have a Luv and Esek. What was the term mechayiv if not that you should prepare the Luv and Esek before, if not that you should bake matzah on Erev Pesach? Of course you're not going to have matzahs the night of Pesach. So the Mechaz Chinuch wonders about this. This is his discussion back and forth with the Tzlach. And what he says is maybe this Zman of Erev Pesach after Chatzos, being that that's when you're mevatel the mitzvah, is only insofar as the chorus is concerned. It's only insofar that there's a chiv chorus on a person who doesn't bring a Karban Pesach. That level of severity is only on somebody who's there on site and he doesn't do it. The person who doesn't prepare beforehand to do the mitzvah, that level of negligence is a bit mitzaseh, but it's not a chiyuv karis, which is hard to understand. What are we saying? We're saying there's grade A negligence and there's grade B negligence. There's a higher level of bittul mitzaseh, and there's a lower level, it's sort of in the Rabbeinu Shlomo's face, as opposed to being, okay, I'm not on site, I didn't get around to it, I was distracted. Something more needs to be said over here. I believe that the oimik of what the Mechaz Chinuch is saying is as follows. As far as bittul mitzaseh is concerned, so we understand what we're talking about a loisaseh. We understand that the essence of a loisaseh is the Torah said, don't do a certain act. Don't talk Lashon Hara, don't eat basa b'cholav, don't wear shatnez, and don't do malach on Shabbos and so on. The Avera is we would define that objectively as a Maisa Avera. When a person is mevatel mitzaseh, there's nothing there. He's mechuyev to do something and he didn't do it. He missed an opportunity. A mitzvah is an opportunity. When a person didn't do a mitzaseh, there's nothing objective there that he did. There's only that he didn't do. He wasn't a kind of mitzvah. If a person, l'marshal, is an oynis, he was nenas. Couldn't, he was in the hospital, he couldn't put on tefillin. He couldn't take a lulav that day. He wasn't a kind of mitzaseh. If a person is a nenas, and because of that, he was over a loisaseh, then doing something by oynis, it's not called he did a maisa averu. That maisa averu is considered a non maisa averu. When a person was mevatel mitzaseh, at the end of the day, he didn't do the mitzaseh. The fact that he won't get punished is not because he didn't do something wrong. It's because at the end of the day, it wasn't his fault. But lemaisa, a mitzaseh he didn't do. He wasn't mekayim mitzaseh. The oynish for mitzvaseh, for bittul mitzaseh, is not an oynish for doing something wrong. It's a missed opportunity. You're missing that schus, that way of coming close to the Rebbeinu Shlom. A bittul mitzaseh is not something objective, it's something missing. Except for, k'midumani, this is the oimik of what Mechaz Chinuch is saying, except for two mitzvaseh. The two mitzvaseh, and this is the reason why a bittul mitzaseh never has an oinish of chorus, is because chorus, the severity of chorus, of a lav, is only when one did something which is a maisa issa. Person ate chalev, person did malacha on Shabbos and so on. He ate on Yom Kippur. Not doing something is never a maisa aver. It's just a missed opportunity. There's no oinish for that. The oinish is the fact that you missed that opportunity. The Rebbeinu Shlom is going to look at you. Lachamevesh is going to say never on you. You missed the opportunity. The only two mitzvahs I say, sheyesh mem koris, is Mila and Karban Pesach. And both of these mitzvahs I say are defined not only in the sense that they're a mitzvah, they're an opportunity, but they're a bris. Those two create a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're called bris. Ad kidei kach, the Osamech has a famous chiddush that a ger, even though part of gerus, at least in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, today it's not ma'akev, there's a whole discussion of how we learn out that a ger could be a complete ger without the korban ha-ger. There's a korban ha-ger described in the sugya in Krisus. And without that, he can't eat kachim, or he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. And the Asamech explains that that korban is the korban of bris. Korban Pesach, if he was megayer, And he went through Pesach and brought a Korban Pesach, that's in place of the Korban Gerus. Korban Pesach is a Korban that binds a Yid to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's the existential bond between Klal Yisrael and the Eibishter, is when Klal Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach to prepare for going out. On a physical level, the existential bond that a Yid has with the Rebbeinu Shlom is Mitzvah Smila. And that's why both of them are called Bris. And Bris means that the same way their opportunities, there's a concept called Haforas Bris. For instance, Legabi Bris Mila, there's a concept called Moshuch Arlosoi. If a person surgically, which was done in the times of the Misyavnim, is that they surgically, even if they were gemalt, they were able to surgically look as if they were Arelim. The Gemara says that legally speaking, in the strictest legal sense of the word, a person who's a moshuch or losoi is a mohul. The moshul gabi truma. He's a lady truma. He's a mohul. He's not an oral. However, he's chayv koris. What's the pshat? If he's a mohul, so then why should he be chayv koris? Because he did a maisa of being mevatel his bond, his physical bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a maisa of haforas bris. There's the fact that he's not gemalt. A person not gemalt, that's a bitl mitzaseh. For instance, a father's not mal a child. The father was mevatel mitzaseh. That child, the Rambam explains that b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, there's a bitl mitzaseh. Every day that child grows up, every day he's mechuyav to mal himself. There's a bitl mitzaseh. Koris, he won't be chayv unless he dies without mila. The Ravid wonders about that, but that's the shita of the Rambam. What's the pshat? The rationale behind it is very straightforward. Every day there's a bitl mitzaseh, but when is it called that he existentially has no bond, he severed his bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only he lived his whole life without being Mekayim Mitzvah Smila, without being a mole. Korban Pesach is the same way. The Korban Pesach, the idea behind it is a Mitzvah Seh, yes, but on a more basic level, Korban Pesach is not just a Mitzvah Seh, but it's the existential bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, every bitl Mitzvah Seh, it's a davar pashut that a person has to put in the requisite hachonah in order to be mekayem a mitzvah. If you're not going to go buy a lulav and esek, like we said, if you're going to be depressed, lie in bed, and wake up the 15th day, someone say, hey, I don't have a lulav and esek. Of course, you didn't do anything wrong. Yesterday, you didn't have a mitzvah. But if I say today, you don't have a mitzvah. That's all a bitl mitzvah says. A bitl mitzvah says only means you missed an opportunity. Of course, if you want to be present for the opportunity today, you have to go out tomorrow, yesterday, and hustle, and make sure you're ready. We have a lulav and esrog. You weren't, so you missed it. What's the difference if you mechuyev in the mitzvah yesterday or not? At the end of the day, today, you missed that opportunity. You don't have a lulav and esrog. What the Michas Chinuch is saying, he's not talking about the mitzvah say, of course, if a person didn't make the achrona, he wasn't a kayim. But the bitl mitzvah say, in the sense of haforas bris, that's only if there's a maisa of being mefer his bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's only if he's there, he's on site, and he didn't bring a Korban Pesach. He severed his bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chiyuv Koris that the Michas Chinuch is talking about. Not that there's two levels in Bitl Mitzaseh. There's Bitl Mitzaseh, and then there's Haforas Bris that's part of Korban Pesach. Different word. That l'chor is what the Michas Chinuch is saying. But again, the lesson over here is that a mitzvah saseh is not, there's no aveira of bitl mitzvah saseh. Bitl mitzvah saseh means a missed opportunity. And that's why, by the way, the concept of oinshim, of malkis, of chorus, of misa, only makes sense by a loy saseh. By a bitl mitzvah saseh, the Gemara says in Chulin, daf kuf yud, makin oise atche yemi roitzani, atche teitze nafshe. The pshat is you have to force him to take advantage of an opportunity, but there's no oinish per se for a maisa. There's no maisa. It's just a lost opportunity. Come to mind that this is the understanding, the proper understanding of the Minchas Chinuch, the Gabi Bikkur Matzah Sein. This is one of the aspects of the lessons that we learn out from Pesach Sheni.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.